Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow Alex Ross Sutton, Big J Oakerson? We are in the studio.
Looking shitty on that TV.
Yeah, we got to fix that, by the way. We have the better switcher for it. We'll get into it later. It doesn't really matter. We do this every Wednesday, every Saturday to the YouTube assholes. Let me say this.
Suck our dicks.
Suck our dicks. If it's a Wednesday episode, Jay is most likely here. If it's a Saturday episode, Jay is most likely not here. So stop saying, oh, is Jay on this episode? Blah, blah, blah.
Thanksgiving week will not be here.
That's the 20 whatever?
Yeah.
The 23rd. Yeah, that's fine. I think we're probably, I know we're, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. Okay. Joanna Angel, Small Hands, on the show this week. Jay's favorite name of a game in the 8 years that we are here.
Oh, do I love it.
The Potty Butt Game.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to change the name. He's like, dude.
Oh, hang on, everybody. Give everybody 5 minutes of silence to figure out what that's a play on.
I was going to say, to laugh and enjoy how great the name is.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah, all right. It is every Wednesday and Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Use the code SDR.
Saturday, I'm probably not here.
Yes. And also, by the way, you can no longer get a year or 2 year membership.
You
that's only
going to
happen
shit.
Once in a while, you fucking cocksuckers.
Doesn't happen anymore, you asshole.
Hey,
you
YouTube algorithm. YouTube algorithm. Go suck our
fuck
cocks.
You. Flip this table.
Here it is. Joanna Angel and Small Hands. Good dude.
Small Hands. Big dick.
Small Hands, big dick. That should have been his full name.
Shane, can you bring a picture of his big
first name, Small second? Hands. Last name, Big Dick. Here it is on the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show.
Oh boy, it is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton off air. Well, Big Jefferson right there talking with our guest about how stupid we were for calling the Instagram profile Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Stupid ass.
No
idiot.
Shock that it got taken down. Now it's about almost 2 years ago it was taken down.
You really are a bucket of dumb.
I'm a bucket of dumb. And we fought it for a while. Good luck getting in touch with anyone at Instagram, first of all.
I didn't even know you could try to get a hold of Instagram.
We tried. Yeah, we tried. And they did respond. And then it was like, well, no, we're not giving it back to you. I guess the name, you would know better than anyone that it just, you can't do shit like that, right?
You can't.
Yeah, it really sucks.
They don't believe in sex.
Twitter's crazy. The Wild West, dude.
Twitter's
you could fist your mother
West.
On
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, believe me, I know. I know directly.
That was a weird Halloween.
But people say it now, S-S-E-G-G-S.
They even on the TikTok, they actually mute out anything, too. God forbid it gets picked up by the algorithm.
Yep. Oh, it's really, you know, I watch those pedophile hunter things, and it's funny when they're like running the guys down, they go, I bet if I go on your phone right now, there's a bunch of child, I can't say child porn, like it'll be, and pedophile, those words, even if you're confronting them and running them down about it, I guess the algorithm picks up the word.
Right.
Wow. And
so you don't even say that. Any, by the way, before we introduce our guest, which I will in a second, okay. But in the pedophile runs that you've done.
Okay.
We don't want to be on the same show where that's. Can you maybe keep that on?
Well, because I went on a small pedophile run for a while.
What?
No, he means I went with one of the pedophile hunters. I went like
he tries to go hunt down pedophiles.
A ride along.
Oh, okay.
You know
okay.
they it's like to catch a predator.
The algorithm he was arresting.
Yeah.
Did pedophiles. Any? No, there was no arresting.
Anything close ever come? Like, did you ever get close to? Like,
yeah, I never told you this before. This
I don't
is great.
Think so.
So no. When they went to the guy's house, it was bad address, and they found his sister, but they didn't want to, like, work her up, so they saw if he was there, and when he wasn't, they just kind of said they had a delivery for him and left. So, no. And then the other day, they got a guy to meet them, you know, it was going to be at a Walmart, which it happens a lot. They always like, Walmart's the meeting place for a lot of these pedophile hunters.
That tracks.
And, yeah. And they try to get him in a public place and then do it. So, we met the guy there at the Walmart. And went in and was talking to him for a while because the guy I've watched all his videos too. So I'm like, this is crazy. And then he's like, yeah, we're looking for, he's supposed to be coming in, whatever. But then the guy was being like, you know, these guys start to feel like they know, like, this could be bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, they know they're doing a terrible thing. So they're like, if this is not a child, it's the cops, you know?
Right.
Yeah, there's only, like, two ways that can go.
Yeah, or a pedophile hunter, I guess. Like, cops, some version of someone trying to run you down, right, or a child. Both bad scenarios.
Right.
But, and then so he wouldn't come in. And then he kind of took a picture and sent a picture of where he was outside. So we kind of had an idea, but then we just walked. It was like a little obvious. And then we got in the car and started circling, like looking for him. And then we saw him in his car and pulled up next to him. When he just saw a car full, like,
of dudes.
Four, yeah, big dudes.
Right.
Pull up next to him. He realized the shit was up. And then we were on a mini high-speed chase through a Walmart parking lot.
No way.
And when they stopped was because this guy took two... I mean, he was going 80-some miles per hour in a Walmart parking lot. He took two speed bumps at that speed, which, I mean, made his car rattle. And I'm like, and he went, once he got into the road, they stopped chasing.
So, right,
like,
no. Like,
and they got on the phone with him. They tried to get him to come back, whatever, but he didn't. And
it's like, hey, it was over. He did have the kid.
It was over. But I said, not a complete, like, loss in the sense of, like, I had to get to experience the adrenaline, not of us being in that chase. That was seconds, 10 seconds. It was... That guy, I've never seen a person like legitimately, that guy was running for his life. He didn't know if we were family members of this child that were coming to kill him or if we were cops or whatever it was. He was just like, my life's over if these guys, wow, stop me right now. And watching that like psychology of that was like, damn, dude, that guy, if that guy's car blew apart, he would have just started running into like trap. He would have never stopped moving away to be like, oh, this is over. If I'm caught, it's over. And it's it was interesting to see, but like, I would never go on one again. I realize... The more I even like watch them, they're extremely dangerous and probably, yeah, don't do, outside of exposing guys and showing their faces, I guess, most of the time it seems to be special needs type people for the most part who are like, they're not entrapped so much, but it's just like if an 80-year-old, if someone, if they're like, hey, I'm an 80-year-old woman, want to have sex, these loser guys would be like, yes. Like, it doesn't matter, right, who's, oh, you so know, that, I mean, they're so lonely.
They're not necessarily...
I don't think they're looking for kids. I think they're sounds socially... like I happen to be 15. They're like, okay. But I mean, they do say fucked up. It's fucked, right, up. The whole, yeah, thing's bad.
That's wild.
But interesting to watch.
All right. Sorry to start the show.
Yeah, let's change.
And on that note.
Yeah. So glad that went well. Let's talk about something else.
It didn't go well.
I will say this. Let me start on a
anyway.
Now that that's done, let's introduce our guest.
I am a grown-up.
I will say this. This only happened a few times in the history of the show.
Mm-hmm.
When I introduce the guests, it happens a lot when it's a beautiful girl, right? So
not me.
We post that you're coming on, right? Like even last time, Joanna Angel's coming in, right, and dudes come out of the woodwork. Hey, is that live? Can I come by? Like that kind of dumb shit. Friends, like I would say friends, but guys I know that are like, oh, maybe she'd be interested in meeting, like dumb shit like that, right? That happens pretty often.
Okay.
Never, I don't think ever on the show do I post and two girls reached out and said, oh, Small Hands is awesome.
Oh,
is this my
and I was like, my big what? Moment. I was like, it was two girls that I'm friends with that just like, oh yeah, he's fucking awesome. I love his porn and like they love him.
I think that
the only other time, which he wasn't on the show though, but it's a similar dynamic. I don't think they're together anymore. But when Kissa Sins and Johnny Sins were together and Kissa came on the show, some girls asked me, is Johnny going
to
be there?
Did she go back to her maiden name?
I think she is, yeah. She's a Kissa.
I believe they are back together. I don't want to say
it. Yeah, I don't follow their dynamic, but I would say that it's similar in the sense of a married couple that are doing porn together, right? I think that there's not too many that do that. Am I right? I don't know.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
There's not a ton.
Right. So I would say kudos to you, sir.
Hey, thanks.
For girls actually reaching out to me to ask if you're actually going to be in the
studio. Got a ton of...
But still,
he's got an army.
While I don't deny that, the idea that a girl will reach out to me that knows me and ask me, oh, is he going to be there? Yeah. That part of it, I find more fascinating, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Is that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's got an army of women. Wild.
And it's always flattering and never gets old.
That's pretty cool. It's like something that I will never know the feeling of. Like,
you have a big, big, huge wiener and small hands. That's got to be awesome.
It's actually a good combo. It's gotten me pretty far in life.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say the names.
I have big hands, little wiener.
Yeah, the and worst. We're both sitting at the same table, so, you know.
The name small you know hands what? Is not funny.
He goes, if he doesn't are have we also different?
Yeah. They are actually small hands.
Let me see. Can we do that? Let me see here.
No, but he actually has small hands.
Yeah, he does have
pretty small hands. They're really good
so
for
now take
fisting.
Out your dicks.
And now pull out our dicks.
Side by side, guys. Yeah. Come on.
Was it something that was addressed early on in your life? Like, oh, this dude's got small hands? Like, is that something that, or like, how did that come about?
Honestly, when I first started doing porn, I didn't think it would be my career. I was just helping my girlfriend out, you know, more or less. And so when it came time to fill out the paperwork, it said like stage name. And I didn't even think about that at the time. I was just nervous because there's all this crew and lights around. And at some point she comes up to me and goes, and I'm pretty close to quoting here. She said, just fucking write anything. It doesn't matter. Like, this isn't going anywhere for you. Like, you're just doing me a favor. Get your dick in there. And so I literally couldn't think of anything cool. Like, I wish fucking I would have thought of something cooler. But I have small hands, small feet, and you know, a good sized dick. And I was like, you know, this is kind of like silly. She makes fun of me sometimes for it. And I felt like a little like a 50s like baseball player, like, oh, small hands, steps up to the plate, take a swing. Let's see what you got, kid. And so I just wrote this fucking name down.
It's a funny pressure to feel too, because as you say it with no pressure in my mind, I'm like, I can think of 30,000 porn names for,
right?
Not just myself, just like 30,000 dude porn names. But yeah, when they're like, think of one right now.
I've thought of 30,000 since then.
Ask.
They were all
of
better.
I mean,
Cock Johnson.
I said, hey,
Rod
you have
Stiff.
To put your stage name down here. And then you were like, well, I don't know what a stage name should be. I'm like, all right, well, we'll think about it. But then I remember I circled back to the paperwork a few times. I'm like, you have to put something there.
Jim Pecker.
And I do remember you put small hands. I said, this is what is going to go in the credits of the movie. Are you sure? You want this.
It's like, sure, whatever.
No, but remember your nickname at the time, all of your friends called you A-Fresh, and I really hated that name. So I said anything except A-Fresh, and I was really like, this is the only name you could think of that wasn't A-Fresh.
Why A-Fresh?
I hated that name.
Well, my real name's Aaron, and growing up in San Diego, I had some friends, and we were in like a hip-hop group.
Okay,
and that was my rap name. That was my rap name.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that adds up better than just your friends calling you that, like unironically.
Yeah, that'd be the worst. Yeah, but it was still the worst.
No, it's hilariously the worst. Yeah, but not as bad as small hands. But the rationale
it was
makes
just
sense.
Funny because
Ralph
had
names like that when he was a breakdancer.
Gee whiz,
both you guys culturally appropriated things,
and I was Storm.
When I first met, when it came to the time in our like relationship, when I was meeting some of his friends, they were like, oh my God, are you Fresh's girlfriend?
Oh,
and they'd
Lord.
Say that, and I'd go, I'm dating someone named
It even made
Aaron.
Me cringe.
Yeah. And I'm
was just like, oh.
Hey, why do all your friends call you A-Fresh? And even he would be, so it was just funny. I was like, look, now we have a chance to rebrand.
And,
here
and what did I
put
do?
Put a name
I
down.
The
I'm like,
worst,
anything but
thing.
A-Fresh. And I was
you
like,
you should have dropped 18 bars for it, dude.
I should have laid out some.
Hey, I asked you a few times. I was like, "Are you sure?"
Did you ever think about circling back after that first movie? I'm like,
I did. Once my career started to become an actual career in porn, and I would walk into like a hustler store, and I'd see like a DVD with like this fucking, you know, box cover with me looking all cool and shit, and it'd be like small hands in print. I'm like, God, that looks so stupid.
It's like by the time it was too late,
and it was just too late. Then I was like, and I was kind of like. It's so bad. I deserve the punishment of just owning this terrible name for my whole career, because I'm getting to, you know, do some cool shit.
But also, once it catches, then it just becomes cool.
It kept me humble. You know, when a girl yells out "fuck me, small hands," it just sounds stupid, and it kind of brings you back down to earth.
It's a real credit to your boner power, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty wild. It's only a cool name because he has a big cock. If he didn't have a big cock, it's not a cool name.
Then this would be a tragedy.
What size shoe are you?
If someone calls you small hands, what do you do? Put that hand in their butt. Doesn't feel small in there, I bet.
Anytime there's like a fisting part in a BDSM scene, they all look at me like, all right, get your little hand in there.
Get in there, small hands. We need you.
I got
watched a video today of a young lady taking a condomed foot completely to the above ankle, upper butt.
That's a lot.
Wow.
That is a lot.
That can't be healthy.
Wait a minute. On SDR once, a girl put my condomed foot, which is hard to believe that it got over my foot. Lainey, do you remember that? Who was the girl
it's
that
always
put my,
important to use protection.
In my, my condom,
that was in her cooch.
It was in her cooch, though.
Yeah, no, this was her butt.
I know, but still, I have a size 15 shoe. It's still more impressive.
It's not more impressive than having a full up to the ankle, up your ass. Like, she was showing in her stomach, like the toes. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. What's what size shoe are you, by the way? You said you have small feet.
8.5.
That is small.
Huge
wow.
feet, yeah. little hands.
I remember on our first date, I was like...
So the question would bring up, does that mean then that that's all nonsense? The hands, feet,
yeah,
penis
it is. I mean,
clearly,
yeah.
of course.
Yeah.
Or is that an anomaly? Maybe that's just an anomaly.
However, I had a boyfriend in college who had huge feet, huge hands, small dick.
Right.
And yeah, and it was very disappointing. I remember being like super stoked, like the first time we were going to do it. I was like, this is going to be so big.
It's always and great too, because I set the bar so low just by like looking at me that the it was always a pleasant surprise.
The juxtaposition of big dick and small, it's pretty great.
There's no way.
Ralph, did you know if your hand's the same size as your face, you have a big dick?
Yeah, I did know that. I did know that.
I've never thought that it was fair. Like, if you are a guy and you're into girls with big tits, you're a guy into girls with big butts, you can tell that before, you know, it's
you
too
never,
late.
Yeah, you're
into it's not fair because a girl really can't know.
But
until
a girl
it's
gets
time.
A name. You get to be called the size queen. What is a guy that like big tits called? There's no name for that.
Oh, a guy that a guy, a person,
it is.
A human being.
Giving us all, we're playing
a size king.
This game.
Ralph, does that make you happy?
A size king. I'm giving us all some papers.
Yas king.
Look how nice we're doing this, Shannon. Thank you for also segmenting the paper to make it so easy to disperse.
Yes, I apologize that the dry erase boards. I think I left in a bag.
In my house. Yes. By the way, they're in my house. Yes. It's pretty wild that we did a show live from my house.
Why?
I always do this.
Why, though?
It's a habit.
No, we need to. Also, question. Why did you give us the jacked up shit dry erase markers? You gave yourself a Sharpie. Wow.
Switch
good
it.
Good hosting.
Switch it.
Take it.
Switch it. Switch it. Then shut your fucking mouth.
You're a bad host.
Can
it's good
you
to
write
suffer.
On paper?
You're a good on air host. You're a bad host, like hosting a friendship gathering.
That is probably true, by the way.
Why don't you take the good chair? Why don't you take the good chair and leave us all sitting like assholes?
I don't think I am a good host. I don't remember the last time.
You're a good host. I'm teasing, yes.
I don't remember the last time I hosted
UFC. You kill.
Oh, the UFC, that's right. That was a while ago.
You're a good host.
I try my best. I'm a nice boy. Joanna, I'm a nice boy.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a nice boy.
I'm Jewish.
I'm a good boy. I'm Jewish. Can't help it.
Three Jews. Not this guy, though. Boo.
Boo. Weren't you, if I remember correctly last time, you're kind of like very Jewy, right?
Yeah. Didn't we do like a Jewish?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I grew up.
Complaining.
I grew up religious, if that's what you mean.
Cool. That's interesting. Didn't you grow up?
So did he.
My dad was a Christian preacher. So.
Wow.
You're like the girl from Footloose.
Yes, exactly.
And then Joanna moved to town. Had to play tractor chicken against your other girlfriends.
Story writes itself.
And then eventually Joanna was able to get to your pastor father and get a prom.
Now, may I ask a deep question? Hopefully it'll go right. Is your father still with us?
He's alive. We haven't spoken. It's been about 10 years since I've seen him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He knows and he's not into it.
No, preacher dad was not into the news.
And it was before he just found out that
I wasn't even a porn star yet. I was just Joanna's boyfriend. And
awful.
He found out about her.
And that was enough?
And he gave me the call. Just gave me the, you're going to hell.
How about your mom's? Mom's
disappeared for a while too, but she's slowly, slowly coming back around.
I tried to invite his dad to our wedding.
Yeah, he didn't come.
He didn't want to come. His mom came.
Are you guys parents at all?
Two dogs.
But yeah. I was going to say, as a parent, I get their perspective, but it's a bummer too. It also sucks.
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do?
I'm trying to think. I have said my 20-year-old daughter. I'm like, I don't know if she could do anything that would not talk to her for 10 years. I'd hope. I'd like to think.
It's really wild now because I know you, Jay.
You can't disown your kid. That's just.
I couldn't think of a reason why I would.
I know you like 17 years, right? Something like that. So to see at Skankfest your daughter, which I told you made me laugh when she said, I'm one of my dad's taping, and it took me a second to register who she was talking about, because I never heard Jay referred to as my dad, you know what I mean? And to watch her, she's a fucking woman now. She's really grew up. It's 20, wild. Yeah. It's crazy. It's really wild to see.
Yeah.
All right, before we go any further,
Yes.
Are you over the age of 21?
Mm-hmm. Check.
Do you have small hands and a big cock?
Mm, check.
Oh, really?
No, no. I'm saying check, dude. What do you think? Yes and yes.
No and yes.
Okay. Big hands, big weenus.
If you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, and
Ralph,
you want to
be more
really
impressed.
High.
There's no blood in my body. Be impressed with this bone, dude.
How does that happen?
Mind. It's the power of the mind, Ralph.
Wow.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yay.
Can you ejaculate?
Oh, boy, do I. It turns into 15 bats.
That's good. Does it, if it sits on a table very long, does it get liquidy?
Yes, and warm. And then you can pour it on a friend's hand.
Go to yoDelta.com, stock up a high
it's
quality.
It's the drip that will make you vomit, you see.
Sorry, yoDelta.com, stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
So warm and runny.
Do you still think, can you, well, not you, but do you know if Big Jay Oakerson can remember the actual moment?
Oh, he describes it to me daily. He says, like, warm egg whites.
Oh, but they're not, but not egg whites that have not been beaten yet.
He said he didn't even know it got into his nail beds until he bit his nails that night. He thought it was a clean wash.
That is horrible.
Lucky for him, his mouth can't get pregnant.
Go to yoDelta.com. Stock up on their vapes and their gummies, legally shipped in almost every state.
Ralph,
where it is legal.
You were gay for loving it so much.
Go to yoDelta.com, promo code GAS, 25% off, promo code GAS, 25% off, yoDelta.com, home of Delta 8. It'll get you super duper high. Let's get back into it. All right, so this is what we're doing. Shannon, why don't you explain everything? Because I think it's new to at least half of the room.
Okay, so we're going to, what we learned to call it on this show, the quote, potty bud game. And that's because it's podcast duos battling against each other. But basically, it's the newlywed game.
Yeah.
So there's going to be two rounds. You guys are going to be split up and you're going to be asked. We're going to find out who knows each other better.
If the name was good, you wouldn't have to know that it's a take on the newlywed game.
Well, you would
that's
because
how bad it is.
The newlywed game hasn't existed in fucking 20 years. So maybe
I thought it was a strain of weed, like the potty bud.
Sounds
by the way,
like
that was your sponsor. We're sponsored.
I agree
tonight,
the name
right?
sucks. But we just never came up with another name.
This weed will make you shit.
We leaned into the badness of the name.
I hate it.
So there will be two rounds, and we're going to try to find out who knows each other better, Jay and Ralph or Joanna and Small Hands.
Yeah. Yeah, which all couple right. knows each
okay,
other better?
Okay, so you guys.
Yeah, we're right. a couple and you're a couple.
Which one of us is tighter?
Ralph. Me? That we know for sure.
Okay.
Got it.
By the way, Jay, we'll say this. Before we go any further, happiest hour of my week.
Aw.
Every time. Oh,
there were so many more men here last time.
Yeah, there was because, by the way,
on our way here, I was like, it's a podcast. It's hosted by like five guys.
Yeah. Did I scare them away?
No, because again, last time I was a little more lenient in the Joanna Angels coming.
So many guys. Yeah. It was like five different guys over. I thought they all worked here.
If we,
I was like, this is a giant operation.
They do all work.
They all work here. They do all work here.
How many people are on your payroll?
What happens is everybody seems to have to work extra late on the nights when we're having adult stars in, adult film stars in. So it is funny. Even if you go, but yeah, she's not getting naked at all. It's nothing like that. They're like, never know.
Yeah.
They show up anyway. Just peek in the window.
Never know.
It's just very
never
funny.
Know.
Never there's know. A big difference.
I think they were turned scared because they knew the guy with the huge hog was coming. So they didn't want to be here. That's probably why.
I know.
Sorry, I fucked up your game, Joanna.
That's their story. They all run from a man.
I mean, well, last time she had
this whole gangbang fantasy plan, and I think I ruined
fantasy.
It.
Fantasy. Last time I did a gangbang.
Fantasies turn to realities very quickly.
But don't worry, with all five of those
today,
guys,
yeah.
She only had about 10 inches of dick in her.
That's how we had to get everybody in.
If the next time you measure up, if you stack all the dicks, it was really like one good dick fucking
one
her.
Solid
barely a gangbang.
If the five or six guys that wanted to see you here so badly last time agreed to film, would you, and they all did the check, the all the things you needed,
STD?
Would you do a gangbang with our staff?
I think a gangbang actually is better with people with some experience, but maybe everybody could take a turn.
Okay.
Like a ticker. That's nice. 5 minutes. With each person?
Five, you're very being kind. Very kind. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they could all be like watching outside, and then we could switch. I would do. I would find an amateur style gangbang.
I think this is why I'm a very good lover, but would not be a good porn star. It's when she goes 5 minutes. Whatever. First of all, I'm not staff, so it's not me anyway. But as soon as they go 5 minutes, I go. So I'm just gonna like eat her pussy.
This is the insecurity.
Would you be the third guy in the row and do that? You wouldn't do that.
I wasn't even thinking about my place, my pole position in this. I was thinking more about the idea that I'm just like, I could just go in and be like, all right, my turn, plop. I'd be bad at that.
Shannon, who do you think would be the five guys here?
That would be down?
That would be down for it. I would say Tom.
Any of them. Any of them, I think.
Tom would do it. Tom's in first, so, third, and ninth.
Could you do, I just, I couldn't do thing, it. I'd be like, she's going to be weirded out when she's like, why are you breathing in my ear? I'm like, I thought we're having like a thing. Isn't this my 5 minutes?
All right.
Is this my 5 minutes? I just want to tender kiss you.
Just, I mean, I don't know if they would, but.
So we have to leave the room?
What, right now?
Wait, what?
Oh, no. I mean, like. No. Like.
So here's what's going to happen.
No, no.
Shannon, you want to explain it? Or?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is, let's say the first round, I'm going to aim my questions at Ralph and Small Hands. And so I'm going to be asking the question to them. They're going to write down their answers. And then you're going to write down your answer to the question. So it could be. For example, like what's your partner's favorite animal? For example,
right.
So they're going to write down what their partner's favorite animal is. And you're going to write down what your favorite animal is.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah, that's right, 100% right.
So I'm writing my favorite.
No,
animal.
No. So she'll ask that. We can finally go through this every time.
You'll be able to tell.
We'll go. Yeah. We'll just get started.
So, wait, let me think that. Because I think again. I think that was a wrong. By what I know, the game.
Funny,
we
go through this every time. But
I know. But let's use a favorite animal idea.
Okay.
All right, let's go with that.
So Shannon asked us.
They're asking you, Ralph, and Small Hands, what's your favorite animal?
No. Yes. What's your favorite animal?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. They're asking about your partner.
And I'm writing down what you're going to say.
Whatever it is, you're answering.
And yeah. I'm writing down what his favorite
animal. No. You're writing down your favorite animal.
You'll
I'm
get
writing it. Because
we need to see if our shit matches up.
Yeah. So you'll see. It'll
I'm
make
writing
sense.
Down my favorite animal, and he's writing down my favorite
yes.
animal.
Right. Yes. Yeah. There we
and
go.
Then when it's my turn,
other way around.
I'm writing
down. Yes. Okay. Yes.
We'll see. He's right. As it pans out.
What is everyone's favorite?
Professionals.
I don't really have a favorite animal, by the way. Okay. So this is number one.
Okay. Yeah.
Shannon.
Number one. And again, this is for, I'm aiming it at Ralph and Small Hands.
Yes.
Okay.
So of the two of you, between you and your partner, which of you is the most embarrassing?
Which one is more embarrassing?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm guessing what I think Jay is going to say as to which
you're
one of us.
This kind of question is an easy one, dude. Yeah. Just write down which one of us
who's,
is more embarrassing.
So who's more embarrassing?
Yep.
Yes.
Right?
Who is more embarrassing? Oh. That's number one. And maybe if you write number one on the sheet and then you go to the next sheet and write number two.
Ew. Okay.
The next sheet.
Yeah,
that
just
way
because
so
you're going to
show them
it.
without cheating.
I could bend it up.
That's all what right. she said. Bow, bow.
Let me know when you guys are done.
I'm good. It's really just a me or you answer.
Okay.
Number two. Which one of you is more kinky?
I like your announcer voice, Shannon, a lot.
Kill the
I really,
more
it was kinky.
Kinky.
I like that's pretty good, Shannon. By the way, I saw Shannon, it's okay to say this, but she took a hit from a nicotine vape today.
Yeah, okay. It was a new one.
A new one. Okay. And I'm sitting there, and I think that she wasn't used to, and I don't know enough about it, the strength.
Okay.
And I know Shannon, like, it looked like she got high for a second. It was very funny to see her.
Did she cough a ton?
Her eyes, like, glazed over, and she's like, ooh, that really hit me. It was really funny to see. It was pretty wild.
Aww.
Little
that's
Shannon.
The type of drugs I do.
Yeah. Right when, what's his name was here? Rick Allen of Def Leppard was here today, which was kind of cool.
Aww, that's fun.
Okay, number three. What is your partner's favorite drug?
Oh.
So, Ralph, what is Jay's favorite drug? Small Hand, what is Joanna's favorite drug? And so, Joanna, what's your favorite drug? Jay, what's your favorite drug?
Okay.
I mean, I have...
What is your partner's favorite drug? It's number three.
Okay.
Was there five?
Yeah, there's five. Number four. Oh, I should have given you more paper. I have more here.
That's okay. We can.
I'm using one sheet of paper.
Well, there's only five questions.
Yeah, five. Then we do round
and
two.
Then we do round
the flippy flops.
Okay, number four.
What's round two called?
Flippy flop.
Number four. Which one of you has the stronger sex drive?
I like that question. By the flippy flops of the potty bud games that we're playing. Stronger sex drive. Wow, that's a good one.
Which one of you?
These are easy.
Yeah, these are really easy. Okay, sorry.
By the way, win or lose, one of you is getting naked. Win or lose, one of you is getting naked. I'll tell you that.
Oh, we left that out. You guys will figure that out.
Yeah, sure. Joanna is going to get naked small hands doing push-ups. Yep. Neither thing I would ever do on this podcast.
The push-ups are just because that's what
I do. Yeah, but what about you guys? There's no penalties for the host?
I'll teabag Ralph.
Is that a penalty or a reward?
Or both. I'll just do it. let's just have a fuck circus in this place.
Fuck circus, by the way. Great name for a porn if it doesn't exist.
Hell yeah. Lainey, get in here. We're finally going to go at it.
That's what it should
be. How do you know it doesn't exist?
By the way, I said if it doesn't exist, yeah. I said. But if you do fuck my staff, that would be one hell of a fuck circus. That's true for that. Sure. Those fucking lunatics.
Lainey, what would it cost for me and Ralph to DP you?
She's using the dollar sign with both hands.
Yeah. A lot of money. But there's a price.
There's a price. Everyone's got a price.
I know. That's why I wear my gay for pay shirt all the time.
All right. Last one, Jenna.
Last one. Number 5. What did your partner want to be when they grew up, when they were a child?
What did you want to be?
Yes. And so, Ralph, what did Jay want to be? Yeah. Small hands, what did Joanna want to be?
I could be wrong, but...
What did your partner want to be when they grew up?
So many different ages, but should I give the funniest one?
I went with my guts on everything.
You already answered, so it doesn't matter.
I went with my guts.
You know your partner.
All right.
I went with my gut. I didn't go for comedy. Because I'm not that funny, but I did.
Stop talking. I didn't write it down yet.
I like that Jay's committing to the Potty Bud games.
Potty Bud.
I forgot I had this.
This episode's brought to you by
Potty Bud. Smoke that shit. Go to the bathroom.
I think, Shannon, we had a couple of other names that we tried to come up with.
Oh, we went through so many. Yeah. Okay. So many worse ones.
Yeah. All right. I feel good.
That's why Jay's never been involved in pre-production. That's why these dumb names happen every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm usually pretty content with the names of things, but I've never been.
All the talent's not available.
Okay.
All right. Number 1. We'll start with you, Small Hands. Mm-hmm. Which one of you is the most embarrassing? What was your answer?
Joanna.
Yeah. Joanna.
Right. Yeah.
Me.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, okay. Ding.
Although, just to be fair, that
was great, Joanna.
Joanna's more maybe like cute public embarrassing, but like the real, actually cringe embarrassing shit behind closed doors, it's totally.
But let me ask.
But to be honest, I am never embarrassed.
She's never embarrassed.
I am
though.
Embarrassing, yeah. Yeah. But I am not embarrassed.
What do you do that he would deem that be deemed so embarrassing? Before we go to us, like why would that be a no brainer?
You're just the first to like I'm always trying to like. Like, be cool, you know, even though it probably doesn't work. And Joanna's the first one to be like, you know, asking the waitress for like 16 very bizarre things then being on her phone simultaneously.
Oh, my Christ.
And then like putting a karaoke song on and like, you know, and I'm like always like, hey, can you just be cool? Okay. Can you just be cool?
Hey, can you stop before they put their ball bags in our food, please?
Am I right? You guys got married on Halloween? Is that right? That's cool. That's pretty fucking cool.
2016. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
In Las Vegas.
Look at me doing some research. Okay, now Shannon, the question is of Mia and Jay.
Yeah,
who's more embarrassing?
So Ralph, what did you say? Which one of you is more embarrassing?
Jesus, no. If he'd put anything but me, that would be fucking weird.
Yeah, I put Ralph.
Yeah. Okay, you want to show it?
I put Ralph. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll show it. 100 points across the board.
Yeah, I mean, that is obvious.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Is Ralph.
You me. Should,
okay.
Yeah.
I wrote out my name.
Yeah. Ralph is
super embarrassed.
Yeah. Ralph will say things like.
The worst thing
really is, hey, can I get a. If, it's like, hey, you want to suck my dick? She goes, no. I'd be like, oh, fiddlesticks. Like, he's like, he's a weirdo.
The worst ever that I.
Oh, but, oh, hey, can you have sex tonight? Oh, you're out of town? Poopy pants.
Yeah.
Are you both Jewish?
Yeah. No. Well, I'm really Jewish.
You're
in that both my side, both sides of my parents were
my mom's right. Jewish though.
Your mom's Jewish, so it counts. So I'm just saying, Jews, we just can't, like, it's very hard for us to like be cool.
When I had we had
it's not wrong.
But it's true. It's hard for us. We had
Rory Culkin.
We have to make enough money where people think we're cool. But
Rory Culkin, who's Macaulay Culkin's younger brother, was on the show. Right, you weren't here that week because Godfrey was co-hosting, and I forgot.
Heard he was bummed I wasn't here though.
Yeah, he was. we got on the topic of John Bon Jovi. I forgot how it happened, but we got to talk about John Bon Jovi.
What doesn't lead you there?
Yeah, and I said that at one point.
All roads
lead to fucking. John
at one
Bon.
Point, I was somewhat friendly with John Bon Jovi's brother.
Okay.
And he was like trying to do like a rock thing.
Bill
like
Bon Jovi.
It was like Tony Bon Jovi, right? And I said unknowingly, he was talking about being embarrassing. It's gotta suck to like have a brother that's just way more famous than you. I realized that Rory Culkin is there and his brother is way more fucking famous than him. And I didn't make the connection. And Godfrey just starts.
You know what though? I gotta be honest with you. His brother, the name now, is much more famous, but actually like Macaulay Culkin does nothing.
Right now. Yeah, now Rory's probably more famous.
And the other two brothers both work.
But at the time it was like Jesus.
It's like the Olsen twins, the third sister there. She's the one killing it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's move on. Next one.
Okay, number two. For Ralph and Small Hands, which one of you is more kinky? Small Hands, what did you say?
Definitely Joanna.
Yeah, definitely Joanna.
Okay,
definitely
now, before Joanna. We go to ours, again, I'm going to ask why.
Because I'm actually, contrary to like the persona sometimes I portray, I'm the one who's like super like romantic, vanilla, emo. Like I just want to make out and like tell you you're pretty and have like.
I feel like you and Jay are like the same person.
And then Joanna is the one who's like throw me down this flight of stairs. And
We're holding her back from doing the gangbang with our staff right now.
So I hate to ruin any fantasies, but I'm kind of like a old school like vanilla romantic. And she's the wild one.
I think that's nice. Usually you think it's the other way around. All right, and for Jay and I, who's the more kinky? To me,
more kinky.
Absolutely Jay.
Yeah, that's why I put me.
Okay. Not even a fucking question.
I mean, he's got the nose rings and the bleached tips. I mean,
not only that, like when we did the episode where the girl peed in our mouths, or the episode where the girls fingered our butts, it was very obvious which one of us has been down that road 1,000 times and which one of us is like, what the fuck is going on?
I haven't done that road 1,000 times, but it's fine.
That's good. We'll live.
I really, I don't really. I'm not the, not a drama queen, Ralph.
All right, we're dead even right now. So there's been no emotion,
no flinching,
nothing.
Just drinking.
Boy, the
just drinking pee.
The prostate
gargled.
He gargled the pee.
Yeah, anything for the laugh. But fat man's curse.
We were lying in my bed together, facing each other while two girls fondled our prostates. That was pretty romantic.
And I looked in your eyes.
Yeah, we really made a connection.
That's intimate. It's very intimate.
I never looked at my bedroom the same since. All right, Shannon, next one.
Number three. What is your partner's favorite drug?
Here's where I think we might go off the rails.
Okay. Really?
Small hands. What did you say Joanna's favorite drug is?
It's not often, but when she wants to go out occasionally, there might be a little cocaine.
All right.
I know why you think it's going to be difficult, I think. But
I mean, what other drug is there?
You got to think of the long term of what I think you may have said.
So here's what I said. Ready? And I said, it's weed.
It's not.
But then I said, but maybe Molly. But
Buddy, weed.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I know you're gonna say Molly, but Molly's also like done mega damage in my world.
Right. I mean, but I would say weed is obvious. But
yeah.
Right. Okay. Good. So we're fucking dead heat, guys. This is fucking wild.
I hate weed.
Can I tell you something? Both my next answers, you'll see this. I started writing something else.
That's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, so right now, dead heat. And by the way, you guys are very confident with each other. I'm a little worried about this one. I don't know.
We've been together a long time.
So
we're gonna have to bring on another couple.
Shannon, by the way,
that
before we go
secrets?
To the next one.
We don't have many secrets.
I gave Shannon the rough task of going through 400 episodes of SDR to see.
No, this is, we're on like episode 580 something.
Oh, God.
Right now. I'm up to the 400s.
And roughly where are we at now and who's won more games?
So right now we're in like a stage where you have like taken the lead, but recently Jay has had more wins, so I don't feel confident giving.
But you're about 100 episodes away from getting.
Yeah, I feel like by next week I'll have it.
Okay, that's interesting to see. Okay, because there was a time where I was winning a lot, and then Jay came back from behind. The last like 6 or 7 times we played a game,
I had to pour Ralph's cum on my hand. It's one of the first times in my life I've almost ever thrown up from like. Being part of, you know, not like nauseous, like sick from food or something, or booze. We're like seeing something happen almost made me throw up. And I'm not.
Wait, did he jerk off into your hand?
No, I'm telling you, it's not even that.
Friendly fire?
If I caught friendly fire in a situation in my life, which maybe I even did at some point, I'd laugh that off and wipe it off and not make it a big deal. It was whose batch weighed more. So it was sitting out. So what happened was it started to become extremely runny. And when he poured it on my hand, it was warm and like ran down the. And it was just.
He had to do this. It wasn't just pouring.
No,
it.
That's not true.
I thought you did this.
Did you jerk off in the corner?
No. We both went into a room separately and jerked off into a cup.
No, a young lady helped.
Yeah, a young lady helped. But then we weighed it, and we both had a deal where
like a sperm bank.
Back then, I think that we would record on Mondays. So we stopped on, we both agreed no sex or masturbation on the Thursday. And then to the Monday.
So you were both waiting.
And I won that one. Yeah, that was funny.
And, you had to put it in each other's hands?
No, the loser had to pour the winner's in his hand. So he lost. Yeah,
it was, oh man, I was dry heaving. That was a lot.
Did you guys feel closer together after that experience?
No.
No.
Aaron's been very close to
Shannon has attested to this. Go back. If you are a subscriber at gasdigitalnetwork.com, go back and watch some of those older episodes. There's some crazy shit that we did. You know, blow a yoki.
But I'm telling you, I'm not like a weird, like if my wiener hit another guy's wiener, I'd find the humor. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not wigged out. It was everything about what it was.
And it was
and
also how more it clinical. It was like,
there wasn't something awesome happening. I'd actually already come.
So, then maybe so that's next out of your time.
Head. You know what I'm saying? I came around. I'm like, this whole thing's stupid. Why are we even doing this?
Next time, then it sounds like you guys should just jerk off next to each other because you said.
And then the one where you
said it, sister.
All right, let's go. Next one.
From your lips to God's ears.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Number four, Shannon. Number four. What is it?
Which one of you has the stronger sex drive?
That's another easy one. Joanna.
Wow. Okay. So this was a hard one, but the only reason why I did this also is that I know you've said that the drug that you're on also was an antidepressant that sometimes deadens your sex drive a little bit, so I put me.
Okay, yeah, I started to write you, and then I put me. So I think I just know myself, and I know I do. I don't know. And here's why I feel like me and you are both guys that aren't going to, like, burn the midnight oil, like, chasing around. And if it makes sense, I just feel like if you're hanging out with a girl and you think it's going to go down, I think you're done at 9 p.m., I could go to like 1.
All right. I
can go. That was the only thing I was basing it on. Like, I'd hang in there a little bit longer, I think, because I'd be like, yeah, no, I want it just to have. I think you'd be a little quicker to be you have to sleep me. I have to jog in the morning or whatever your dumb shit is.
God damn it.
Fuck. We're down.
We're done. I just got one of us has got to be.
And what is it? Losing team has a 69?
Oh, no.
Why do we agree to that?
Is that why I picked Bobby as my next one?
All right. Last question of this round, number 5. What did your partner want to be when they grew up? Small hands.
So I'm pretty sure Joanna wanted to be like a journalist, writer of some
writer.
Sort.
Yeah.
God damn it. Yes. I guessed this one.
There's no way this is going to be.
I was like really hoping you'd get this right.
God damn it. Fuck. Remember I told you my last two answers?
I
crossed something out. And you can see, I swear to you, I said rock star, crossed out rock and wrote porn star.
Oh.
But here's why I thought maybe there's a chance I told the story in here that when I was like young, pretty young, there was something in the back of a porn magazine, like how to get a career in porn. And I said, I was like, so we excited. We sent, it was like $20 or something, maybe even to get this thing in the mail. And it was rip side computer paper that was just sent like in a stack. And it essentially was like 200 pages on like, do gay porn first. It's basically what it said. Like, well, you got to fuck a bunch of guys and then eventually you can cross and over after, into after, mainstream
after
porn.
After 2 years of that, you decided to stop? Is that what happened?
And this, I gave up way early in the game.
Man, we're down.
Wait, so you had to order that book?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was at the back of a porn. It was a back of a porn magazine
and
scam.
It was like
it was just some horny dude that sent it out to people hoping to get.
I've sent a dollar from the back of the magazine in before, and they send you back essentially to go free porn videotape, but it's a videotape of trailers.
Right.
Porns.
To watch more porn.
Shit. So we are now down
two.
Yeah. So you guys have to do push-ups.
I can't.
Whip your dicks out.
I think I'm feeling a little tense right now, and I know when I am feeling tense, there's only one thing that makes that feel better for me. In between rounds, a little palate cleanser, everybody. Bobby, if you wouldn't mind, just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got.
Just shake that ass, Bobby.
Let me see what you got. I'll tell you what, it puts my mood right back at a 10. It's insane how happy that makes everyone.
Can I ask a question?
No one's hated it, ever.
Do you do it on Legion also?
It's whatever comes up, buddy.
I was just curious,
But it's It's an SDR thing. Don't worry.
I know. I'm just curious.
Hey, don't worry.
Maybe we have to take it out of Legion or else.
You want to take it, never do it in Legion again? I will. And I'll say it's your call.
So now do we do it the other way?
Now it's the other way. Yeah.
So does anybody need more paper?
Yeah,
I would take more paper.
Well, I have a bunch of paper.
Let me see here. I got one. I can make it work. We don't need to waste paper. I can make it work.
I got it.
Yeah, I can make it work.
I mean, I
can make it work. We don't need to waste paper.
Can I make it work with one? Yeah, I mean, I was just folding it over.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to make it work.
I'm going to write real small.
Here, Joanna, Bobby's going to give you a few.
Oh, okay.
I need to waste the trees.
Okay, here we go. So
by the way, if I'm right, Shannon, we have to fucking kill this round if we have any hope. These guys have to fuck up a lot.
Yeah, we'll see. Aaron's a much more attentive partner.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. This might be where we swing back.
He's much better. He's a better listener than I am. So
what is my real name? Oh, my God. She got it wrong.
I might fail.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, so these I'm asking to Jay and Joanna. First question, this is number 6. Who wears the pants in this relationship? Who wears the pants in this relationship?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sound effects.
Everyone has it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when we did it with... When we played this game with those...
Why are you staring at me all like evil?
We played it with it's those like, two, the mother-daughter, and we just gave ourselves the answers. The whole
time. Oh, my God. They were... That was Victoria's
Drock. Victoria's Drock and her daughter, yeah.
Wow.
That was a rough one.
They were...
It was a rough one.
They were not okay.
Next.
Okay, number 7. What's a surefire way to get on your partner's nerves?
To get on my nerves?
Yeah, so this is for Jay and Joanna. Jay, what's a way to get on Ralph's nerves? Joanna, what's your way to get on Small Hands' nerves?
How do I get on Ralph's nerves?
Yes. Yeah. What's a surefire way to get on their nerves?
Wow. Okay.
Everyone good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have no confidence with these.
Number 8.
Really, I thought it was easier when I thought about it. It was easier than I thought.
Number 8. I really wish my partner would blank more.
So is this...
What, me
talking about...
What Jay wishes I would do more.
Yes.
So, coming out of my mouth?
Yes.
What you wish...
Small Hands would do more.
Small Hands would do more. What you wish he would do more.
So I may say I wish...
You wish would do this more, Small Hands would blah, blah, blah more.
Okay.
I wish Ralph would.
I'm wording this weird.
I think we're going to eat shit on this round.
I think we lost every run. Mm-hmm. Well,
this was the first one where I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I think my answers are all good. But
I
like,
think my answers are good.
Depends on how real we're being.
God, my handwriting looks like a lunatic.
Shannon, question 4?
Or question 9, actually.
Yeah, number 9.
All right.
Number 9. What's a story your partner tells to every new person they meet?
The story I tell?
Yes.
Yeah, so I wish you would have. That would have been an easy one the other direction.
Like a story that he tells.
What's a partner that... No, a story that Small Hands always tells someone new he meets. Yeah.
Okay. A story Ralph always tells someone new.
God, there's so many dumb stories that I repeat over and over again.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go with the obvious. I'm sorry. See, who we turn on to just one dude on a horn playing this over and over again?
What does Aaron always tell?
It's Lenny from Shauna. Old man reference.
Everyone good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, last one. Number 10.
5. It's fine.
What's your partner's guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure.
What's Ralph's and what Small Hands is?
God, I got so many.
Okay.
So I know when everyone's.
I think we're going 0-5 on this one, everybody. Jesus Christ.
Wait, what was the question again?
What's your partner's guilty pleasure?
So what's his guilty
what's
pleasure?
His guilty pleasure.
I am going to eat shit on this round. But by the way, either way, I think we got to see push-ups and nudity.
Fair. That's right. Fair.
Damn, Ralph.
Remember when you said I was embarrassing?
I guess you wear the pants.
Probably in that order. So we
remember,
good
remember when I said
naked.
I was embarrassing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was right there.
Oh, you guys are going to get naked? Snickerdoodles. Snivelly shits. Right. I thought it was going to be,
you know,
a naked
I don't know
party.
How I did on this round. I yeah, guess this, we're going to see. But these were harder questions.
They're much harder. Those much are harder. Other, but those yeah. are almost all A, B answers. This is
yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah. This is like, this could really be anything. Yeah.
Way to space out the okay. A, B questions, right. Shannon, right. You dumb asshole.
For the record, this is the seventh time we've done this game, and I have to go through every single one we've ever done to make sure we don't duplicate
the potty butt game, seven times?
Yes, so... I feel like a little.
I also
credit.
Think in the beginning.
Thank you for
Shannon,
being thorough.
Again, yeah. You would know, but I think in the beginning.
Shannon,
we won.
What's this new attitude you have?
We won a lot of them in the beginning, and then we started losing a lot, I think, right?
You know, maybe Shannon needs to go back to Room. Remember, we used to keep her in a room, like the movie Room?
Didn't we? Did we? Who did we play? We played with the Broken Lizard guys, right? Didn't
yes.
we do that? That mm-hmm. was fun. Yeah, they were good guys.
And Are You Garbage? High we Society Radio.
We were, in the beginning, we were winning a lot. Yeah.
And we started doing it with married couples like idiots.
All right. Number six. I'll start with okay. you, Joanna. Who wears the pants in this relationship? What did you say?
Joanna.
Yeah, I definitely said Joanna.
Joanna wears the pants.
Yes.
Okay. We got it.
They're leather pants.
Okay.
Leather pants nonetheless.
Okay. Ready? Right.
Jay, what did you say? Who wears the pants?
Ralph.
Really? I put Jay.
Really?
Yeah, I feel.
I mean, you like.
I understand that, but I feel like in this show, you're by far the bigger name.
No, but the stop
a different
it.
Thing.
It's very yeah. humble.
Yeah. All right, well,
it's very Jewish of you. Yeah. Self-hating.
Yeah, fucked up. Okay, fucked up.
I'm a stupid idiot, Ralph. Well, you wear the pants.
If you asked who's the stupid idiot, I would have gotten that right immediately.
Who's the boss?
How dare you? Is this how you treat your employee?
Okay, number seven or number two.
Thank you.
Joanna, what is a surefire way to get on your partner's nerves?
I said, tell him there's a dress code.
Oh, fuck.
Because that really gets on your nerves.
Small hands, what'd you say?
This is our first one. We didn't get it.
Mm. Okay.
I said, when you're on your phone.
That's
when
true.
I'm talking.
Oh, I should have thought
all right.
That.
So now yeah. if we get the next four right
yeah.
and they get
thought,
everything else wrong.
That is a surefire way, but
what'd you say, Jay?
I wasn't thinking of something
I
wrong
codes,
I could
I
do.
By the way, I will. There's a restaurant that my friend wanted us to go to forever. Whenever we like try restaurants together, you have to wear a short a sports jacket. Mm-hmm. I will not go to that restaurant. Yeah. I just won't do it. I'm not doing it.
It's a point of contention for me.
Yeah,
fuck that.
The Magic
shit.
Castle.
The Magic Castle's kicked me out three yeah. times in Hollywood. Times. All for dress code.
Is it?
What's the dress
and
code?
And two
of
the
Castle?
Times I even
you have
trying.
To wear. I have to wear.
It's a lot actually. There's like no denim. You have to wear a tie or a ruffled dress shirt. You have to wear a blazer.
Ruffled.
You have to keep the tie on. I got scolded. In
yeah,
front
it has
of a
to
lot
be a jacket and a tie, and it can't be pants with pockets.
And I learned very quickly. It can't be like a hipster guy suit. It needs
that's
to be
a wet
like
down.
A suit.
You need to wear an actual.
What does a girl have
suit?
To wear?
It could just be
anything.
Any dress.
Oh, that's
so, it's like so vague. Yeah. It could just be a dress.
That's awesome. A cool place.
What if you went out. Wearing some sort of cool dress and said, "Hey, I identify as woman."
You can do that.
That would
you actually
probably,
can. They added.
I
that
would
to
get
it.
In smoother. Yeah.
Oh my
right.
god! It's yeah. a new entrance for you, probably. Yeah, they're all excited
so,
to use.
I think Aaron would have preferred to wear a dress.
Fourth try to Magic Castle. We're going the other way.
Yeah, he's going.
You'll be doing the them they lounge.
All right. Jay, what did you put?
What's annoying? Smoking outside, making the show start late.
That's what I would. Show up late. Show up late. Yay.
Yay. Oh, I can't believe I got that wrong. That was such an obvious one. Yeah. I should have just... I wasn't thinking of anything I did
that
wrong.
Was like the funny.
I know. I wasn't thinking of anything I could possibly
real.
Do
good.
Wrong. Just
so now are we down by two?
Yes.
Okay. We could still make this happen, Jay.
I mean, it's the first one we got wrong.
Okay, number eight or number three.
Wait, does that mean... Never mind.
Yes. Wait a minute.
Wait, does someone have to get tits or push-ups?
We should, they,
or?
Should, they should... they got it wrong. They should do
so
tits and push-ups.
Oh, is that how we're doing? Okay.
Oh, so we both have to simultaneously?
Everyone's going to get something wrong?
Why not? Do you have a problem with that?
No. Okay. Stop yelling at me.
Calm down.
I can't believe I brought that up. Like, we were totally
going to... Is this what it's like to not wear the pants in the room? I don't like it.
Ralph, to get his push-ups, I think you should grab your phone...
Okay, let me
he
do that.
He should hold his ankles.
What does the phone
I know how
have
this
to
movie
do?
Goes.
My phone connects to
the... Is
the
phone going to teach us how to do push-ups?
Yeah, I have to look at the right way to do it.
Oh,
it's
man.
Been so long since they've done a push-up. All right, Shannon, I am live now. Let me know if you're seeing it.
I don't yet.
It should be. I think. Am I on the Wi-Fi?
I should be. I may have just missed it. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm in the Wi-Fi.
I see it. I got it. Yeah.
All okay. right. And how many am I supposed to
I think
do?
Enough to while she's getting naked.
Okay, so just take your time, I guess.
I have these nipple things on.
Pardon me too.
I'll take them off. Okay.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm so embarrassed.
Here, I'll be, I guess, by you.
Okay. Okay.
That's pretty good form, Jay.
Yeah, he's pretty solid form.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean,
it's
he's
weird. You're squatting down like a catcher in front of him.
Yeah, it's, by the way, it's supposed to be healthy to sit
Am
like
I
this.
Supposed to be stripping
yeah,
right
as soon,
now?
As soon as he's done, you should be getting your clothes off, yeah, so that...
Okay.
I think that's about 10. Is that right?
Ralph, no, you creep.
Okay, let's now we'll go...
Oh, God.
All right, now we got boobies out.
You creep.
All right, we're good.
All right. I went tanning.
Shame
today.
On us for missing.
I'm a little burnt.
Red.
I know. Sorry. I went tanning today, and I get a little red when I go tanning. It's going to be gone by tomorrow.
Nice boobies.
Oh, thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
Ralph. Class it up, would you?
Nice. I'm trying to think of like an old-timey. Nice tomatoes. There we go. There's a nice old-timey term.
There you go.
All right. I'm just going to leave it like
well, they're
this.
Red like tomatoes right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they are red.
It's that place. That place.
Sorry.
Nice.
I didn't think I'd really be getting naked.
Old-timey terms for boobies.
Doing great.
Nice Boobers. Sweater meat. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Jen. What's next?
Okay. Number...
8.
It's 3.
Yeah. Okay, right. Yes. 8 or 3. I really wish my partner would blank more. Joanna, what did you say?
DP me.
Whoa!
I mean, she's a freak, man. Have more sex with her, yes, in every way possible.
Okay. That counts. Everyone
I think we allow that, okay. right? Do you allow that, Jay?
I don't know. DP is
much
specific.
More specific.
It's true.
I feel like,
I think Joanna would. Joanna's very insatiable voice, and one thing about her is she'll take. The DP, she'll take the gangbang, she'll
yeah,
take
the
single P, she'll take any P.
Because Jay runs the show and has raised the pants, we're going to go with his, and you guys' points getting pulled.
Fair.
I think fair that's, enough. Yeah.
That's fair.
I think yeah. it's fair.
If I said anal sex and you said sex, it would be wrong.
Hey, I can do more push-ups. So, it's not a problem.
Ralph, just ask. You got to do push-ups. You want to see it so
I want to get back down there.
You want me to lose the sweatshirt, big guy?
Yeah, can you please? Do you mind? Do
Let's
you
make
mind?
Some real money.
Can I lie down
Jamar,
and you,
can you
just
call
push
me daddy
of me? Is that possible?
Can you call me daddy the whole time?
I don't have that many layers.
Okay, so that one's wrong.
Okay, well, then I'll take the shirt all the way off.
Yeah, take the shirt off.
Take the shirt all the way off.
And do more push-ups. Hold on.
Instead of just halfway off, it'll be all the way off?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me,
I could take my shoes off.
Nobody cares.
Hold on. Shannon, I want to get from this angle so we can see his sweet ass.
Oh, you want to get a little of that?
There we go. Look at that. He is. I wish I could do push-ups that effortlessly.
Ooh, small hands. Bobby Hutch is our ass guy in this place.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bobby, you still
got it. That's pretty good. That's pretty smooth and easy. All right, good ones. And now you should take the whole top off, please.
Take the whole top off.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's an adult
intense
show.
Back tattoo.
It's an adult show, for God's sake. Take the whole top off.
All right.
Shannon, you getting the push-ups in there?
I didn't realize they were still going. Yeah. Sorry. Got it.
Is it all, what's that called? The classic art? Not classic.
Traditional.
Traditional, yeah.
Yeah. Traditional. What is it? Neo-traditional. Yeah, but mostly.
Jenna, can you just scoot? Yeah. Oh,
scoot close a little. Yeah. Yeah. Jenna, go this way a little bit.
I know, right?
Might have to take off a little something myself.
That was my plan. Tee-hee-tee.
You did it, Ralph.
Tee-hee.
If Joanna could just get a little closer to Jay.
Yeah, Joanna, go this way a little bit and put the headphones back on because you can't hear Shannon. Nice situation over there.
Situation.
Looking good, babe.
Wow. All right. Get close to the mic, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, hi.
So I wish my partner would not do this more. Is that what you said?
Yes.
No,
I wish my partner would do this more.
Yes, would.
Okay. Sorry.
Does it make sense?
Yes.
Your answer?
Sort of.
Okay.
Sort of.
Who goes first?
What
you do.
Say, Jay?
I said hang out late.
Oh, that's so much more logical than mine. I wrote not date idiots more.
Wow. Oh.
That's a double negative.
I know, but it just kind of odd. Yours makes much more sense.
Yeah.
But it's a wash.
Ours was similar.
It's a wash. It's a wash.
We were in the same like genre.
The same
don't give a
ballpark.
Shit. We're wrong. Stop trying to fucking game the system. Let's go. You're right.
So this could be a tie, right?
This
now.
Could be if we get the next two right and they get them wrong. Yeah.
Okay, number 9 or number 4. Joanna,
four.
What's a story your partner tells to every new person they meet?
I said that I forced him into porn.
I mean, I tell that one a lot, but damn it. We're fucking. I put that I was in a band before.
I said. I said that and crossed it out.
That seems
because I was going to say that, but you are in a band again now, so I don't know. I didn't want
to
make
time
it
time to lose
like,
some clothes. Time for
I
me.
Thought yeah, that
time
would to be lose some bad.
I love that they're reminding the rules. Get it, more clothes, more push-ups. Let's do this.
Yeah. You know, before I left the house, I'm like, I should put on layers. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to need layers because we're going to kill this game.
It feels arbitrary. You're making him do the push-ups too rough. You just want to see her get naked.
Yeah, he's done enough push-ups.
Here, I'll do what, dips?
Yeah, body dips.
I've been sitting down, so it looks...
Oh, you did go tanning today.
Wow, look at the fucking crazy tattoo. By the way, for the audio listener, this is why you subscribe to Gas Digital, as Joanna Angel is getting
good
naked.
Skin tone for the tattoo type.
Wow, yeah. How tall are you, Joanna?
I'm 4'11".
4'11"?
And 3/4".
Wow, look at you. Look at that. It's a great angle. Jesus Christ. All right.
She just ran the New York Marathon.
That's why
that ass is looking so good.
How did you do? What was your time?
It was like 5:50 something. Yeah.
All right, still great that you finished. It was crazy hot.
Yeah.
Wild. Okay, let's get her back in.
So, did you do it?
I can do it. I'm never going to run a marathon. Just
no,
half.
You can't do half in that, right?
I did the half. Yeah. Did you do the half?
I've done halves, but not that one.
I did the half, the Brooklyn half. But yeah, I did the marathon. I would have had a better time. I had to pee a lot. Yeah. I peed a lot.
The last one I ran, there was nowhere to pee.
6 hours isn't that bad.
No, it's not bad.
It's 26 miles.
Oh, I couldn't do it if you gave me days.
All right, Jay, your answer? Story I tell everybody.
Used to be a strip club DJ.
Pow! Strip club DJ. Hi,
I wanted to get my pants off.
We could tie this up. Shannon, what is it right now?
One moment. So it's Joanna and Swans have 600.
Damn it.
You guys have 600.
We were doing
good. Crushing
it. We're tied.
Yep.
I should have kept the band one.
Wow, so this could be a pull from behind victory.
To make a break.
Is she naked?
I'll pull
now?
You from
is she
behind.
Completely
all
right. Naked?
I think
she has shoes on.
Can Ruff, you, if we lose, I have to pull you from behind.
That's pretty flexible.
I wore toe socks.
Can I ask what you weigh at 4'11"?
I weigh like 105.
Adorable. Okay.
Depending
any other weird questions, Ralph?
Yeah.
Can I ask how old she is next?
Yeah, you wanna?
That's crazy that you asked her that.
Because she's so little.
Hey, what do you weigh, kid?
All right, last one.
All right, number 5.
I love the idea that she gets this wrong. She has to take off her socks. That's just funny.
I'm going to do one sock at a time.
Okay. Go ahead.
Joanna, what is your partner's guilty pleasure?
I said Taylor Swift.
Yes!
Oh, yes! Oh, thank God. I was like, oh.
So now
like,
this
okay.
could be we tie it or we lose.
And then you're going to have to get naked and
we're gonna
jerk off next to each other.
I know we're going to lose. Until about your last answer. For the thing, or the two things, the three. Your answer to three.
Yeah. You're right.
I
want to hear it.
Your guilty pleasures, young, foreign, and I crossed out hostages and put sex partners.
I wrote Russian girls, so we're right.
Woo!
Is this a tie?
No, we won.
No. Because they got the answer right, too.
Yeah.
It is a tie.
Oh, it's a tie.
Is there something we
sudden
do to
death?
Break it?
No, wait.
Do we have to do
Shannon has a sudden
lip sync for your life?
Gang bang. Whoever comes last in the gang bang.
Shannon has a sudden death question.
I do. So we're going to switch back to asking the question to Ralph.
Wow. We really came from behind on that one. What did you think I was going to put that you thought?
I thought because that was close. You said, like, dating idiots. And I thought you were going to only put that for one answer.
Okay.
Sort of.
Yeah, I see.
Sort of the same answer.
Right. I stuck. Well, I am pretty.
All right, ready? Mm-hmm. So, to Ralph and Small Hands, if your partner had an extra 5 hours in the day, what would they do with it? If your partner had an extra 5 hours in a day, what would they do with it?
Wait.
Damn.
About me?
Mm. Yes, about you. Yeah.
What would I do with it?
What would you do?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's a hard one. God, this mic, this marker smells so fucking strong. It's crazy. I could be wrong.
Ready?
I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about my answer on this one.
Do you have by the way, Shannon?
Yep.
Do you have a second tiebreaker or no?
I do.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. Because I have a feeling that I don't feel good about this one.
Okay. All right. So... Small Hands, if your partner, if Joanna had to choose, if your partner had an extra 5 hours in a day, what would she do with it?
I think the answer is sleep, but
She didn't write that.
Damn it.
Look at that.
That's a good answer, but I said TikToks.
Oh, my.
What is that second word? TikTok what?
Oh, I wrote 5 hours.
Oh, 5 hours.
5 hours.
Just to, like, I don't know.
That's my worst nightmare. Oh, my God.
All right.
Well, you know, there's never enough time in the day for me to get
I wrote, because I know Jay goes on the road a lot and he works. I wrote chill and relax and play video games.
But I really sleep would be the better answer.
I literally wrote watch TV and movies.
I mean, that's not
it would be as unfair as that would have been.
Yeah.
So you got it. We got to continue this tiebreaker.
Sleeping and TikTok's the same thing.
Yeah. So we're right.
We're gonna switch back to Jay and Joanna.
Okay. But by the way, Jay, on the same page, just slide variants.
Relax.
Sleep would be a better answer. I should use.
I thought about writing sleep even too, but I was like, it's not really sleep I want to do. I want to just do nothing.
Yeah.
It's so rare.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
At least I know. I was basically right, but we can't give us the point.
No, that wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
And this is my last question.
Right. If it ends at a tie, it ends at a tie.
Okay. So for Jay and Joanna, if your partner had to choose someone to play them in a movie, who would it be?
Who would I choose?
Who would I choose to play Joanna or the other way around?
So I'm asking Joanna. If Joanna...
would Aaron choose?
Yes, to play them in a movie. Yes. So, Jay, who would Ralph choose to play him in a movie?
Fuck. There's, like, a real answer.
I know. There's two answers for this.
No, who would you want to play you?
Who would Ralph want to play him?
Make the most sense.
Right.
I went with who made the most sense.
Okay.
We'll see.
It's who you'd want.
We'll see.
I didn't go with want. I went with make the most sense.
I mean, you can interpret it.
I'm going with who Aaron would want, not who would be right for the role at all.
It's a lot of words Jay's writing. There's no way it's going to be right. Whatever he's writing a fucking novel.
It's an ensemble cast.
All right, I'm ready.
Go with your gut. Don't cross out. Because anytime any of us has crossed out, we've lost.
I didn't cross out. I just gave the real answer and a funny answer.
Okay, Joanna. If Small Hands had to choose someone to play him in a movie, who would he choose?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Yeah! He loves Ryan Reynolds. I was like, please don't go with... Because if it was who would make sense, it would be like MGK or something like
that. Oh, God, really? That's how you see me?
Well, I don't know. You would pick a tattooed guy. You know that.
Ryan Reynolds for the win.
But Ryan Reynolds is who you would dream of. He just loves Ryan Reynolds.
So weird, I put Ryan Reynolds.
No.
I put Rebel Wilson.
You're like, and behind door number one, it's Ryan Reynolds.
All right, Jay, who did you say that Ralph would choose to play him in a movie?
Real answer I gave was Peter Steele.
Oh, I put Frankenstein.
I put the funny answer, Frankenstein.
Oh, come on.
Wait, you literally put Peter Steele, funny Frank. That is funny.
I put Frankenstein.
It's
up to Joanna and Swan if you guys want to accept
it. We lost.
We lost.
Peter Steele's dead also.
I know. It was part of my trepidation of answering that, but I was like, we always said that when you had long hair and everything, you look like Peter Steele.
You actually? I could see it.
We lived right next to each other. We used to get confused for each other.
Really?
He tells the story to everybody,
Jersey?
Too.
No, in Brooklyn.
I forgot about this one you always tell.
But he's from Jersey, isn't he?
Me and my twin brother lived together till we were 50.
40.
So is that the story you tell everyone?
No, the story is that I was strip club DJ. Okay, so they won.
Mm-hmm.
We won. What do we win? Do we get like a romantic vacation somewhere?
You get to finger me.
No way! I already got naked.
There is absolutely no prize other than liquid death.
And the prize is liquid death.
We win, and the earth wins with liquid death.
You guys, it's true.
By the way, that was a fun game.
That was a fun game.
The hour is up, everybody.
Like that.
So Joanna and Small Hands, thank you so much. We have to
Small Hands is first.
Small Hands is first because he has not done the show before. So hit it.
What is it?
You did it last time.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. I was like, there's something everybody does at the end, and I can't remember what it is.
You're gonna find out about it right now.
Okay.
Right.
First time ever I
The name of the show is The SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of time, their first experience with all three.
Bush.
I just love
that
she's walking around naked. It's hard for me to concentrate.
It's like we're right at home.
Oh, my God.
I'm a fan of Bush.
So, makes me happy. First concert, the first drug you ever did, and the first time you had sex. We start with concert, one you went to on your own volition, and hopefully not some white local rap. Band we never heard of, someone we know, first concert. It doesn't have to be rock,
right?
Just wherever you first one you went
so,
to.
So growing up as a 90s kid and the son of a preacher, there was this group called DC Talk, and they were like really cheesy, like Jesus, Justin Timberlake, I guess,
kind of
white rap. And I remember the first concert I went to was like some big church arena seeing DC Talk.
Play. That's a great one.
That's a good one. 1989 or something
that's
like that.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
God damn it, it was young.
44, so I remember same references.
Yeah, yeah. So what was the second one? First time I did drugs?
First drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
It's really the only...
No, you did Molly once.
I did Molly once on accident. Yeah,
right.
I was out with a bunch of bartenders in Vegas, and two of my friends just thought it would be funny to slip it to me and watch what happened.
You were drugged.
Yeah,
that sucks.
So that was, I guess, the first time I other than weed, because all I really do is smoke weed. So And what was the other one?
You didn't like it.
The Molly? No, I liked it too much.
Okay.
I was like, we can never do this again.
And now, the first time you had sex.
I was 17 and my girlfriend was 18 and already in college, and we were watching The Wizard of Oz, like the original one, and her parents were in the next room, and like while the Yellow Brick Road song was going, we kind of slipped it in. And
nice. That's pretty cool.
I lasted a cool 30 seconds and that was that. Yeah,
I like that. All right, so now...
that's 4 minutes, 30 seconds longer than you get with Joanne.
Yeah. All right, so let's do plugs. First of all, thank you guys very much for coming. It was fun having you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys do your plugs first.
Follow me at thesmallhands_ Instagram. You can get everything else from there.
Joanna?
Yeah, Joanna.
Whoa.
Joanna Angel on Instagram. Right. Joanna Angel on Twitter. Joanna Angel X on TikTok.
Okay. Jay, your plugs?
BigJComedy.com, everybody. Tomorrow, if you're listening live, tomorrow through Saturday, Salt Lake City, Utah, Wise Guys Comedy Club. The weekend after that, I'll be at Denver, the Comedy Works downtown, and then Thanksgiving weekend back home in Philly, Helium Comedy Club, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Come fucking party. It's going to be I'm in San Diego, New Year's Eve.
My hometown.
Where are you at?
Gaslamp American Comedy Company.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm there. Thanks. New Year's Eve weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow. It's a great area.
I got Jason Ellis with me and Kimmy Congdon.
By the way, I like that I got mad that Pete Seal's dead and not that Frankenstein is a fictitious creature.
You didn't mind that Frankenstein was going to play you. That is weird. You just fight for that. Listen to The Bonfire. Listen to Legion of Skanks. And my special that we did at Skankfest, man, should be coming out, I think, end of January.
I really enjoyed it. It was a great time. Great moment.
Excited for you. I sent my first edit notes in, and I will never look at it again. I hate that.
All right, Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on and tell their own personal stories about their worst date experience, a time they were in a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
So we asked this to her last time.
I want
to
go on your show.
You should do that.
I can answer all those questions.
Does Small Hands do not react to this until everyone chimes in? Does he believe in ghosts?
That's an interesting question because growing up religious,
right.
Yes, but a rebellion against the religion.
Could be no.
Maybe it's all bullshit.
Right. I'm going with a yes.
I'm going to say yes too.
Shannon?
I think maybe he does still.
I am on the fence, but I'll say yes.
If I had to lean one way, it would be yes.
Yeah.
Growing up, though, they call them different things. You know,
oh,
the Christian
spirits.
Church, it's demons. You know, in this, it's ghosts. I hope they exist because that's fucking cool.
It's cool if they exist. I mean, also, by the way, they got married on Halloween. I figured there's definitely some spirit.
Yeah.
Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast is called The Good Sugar Podcast. We're opening our first location by the end of this month on 3rd and 69th Street. The guests this week, this Saturday on the SDR show, Fallout Boy is this Saturday.
Nice.
And they were pretty cool dude. Pretty cool dude. Joe, the guitarist. Anything else, Shannon? Am I forgetting anything? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, the song of the week. You guys have a song you want to hear? Good rock and roll song? I thought Lainey was waving to me, but she was
hot. Yeah. With like any song in the
a song that like
history
maybe you guys get
songs?
Married to a specific song?
We walked
song?
Down the aisle to Rain and Blood by Slayer.
Perfect.
Well, perfect.
Play
that
Rain
will
Blood
do Rain
Slayer.
And Blood by Slayer.
Yeah.
And thank you everyone for continuing to spread the love of the SDR show. We'll see you next time.
Thank Woo. You. That was fun. Thank you guys.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.